This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
All right, you heard the music, which means we are back for another episode of the official Raiders podcast. So we are once again taking the show on the road next week. Scouting Combine's coming up, and so we at Silver and Black Productions are flying out to Indy on Tuesday. We'll be there the duration of the Combine, giving you everything Raiders that you need to know. And it's going to be an exciting week, a really, really exciting week. It's going to be John Gruden, head coach John Gruden's first time addressing the media outside of his introductory press conference as the head coach of the Silver and Black. So just a quick programming note to make sure you guys know, Coach Gruden's going to be addressing the media on Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, Indy Time, which means set your alarms because that's 6:30 a.m. back here in California. We've heard that the man likes to rise early, and we're going to be rising early with him. So Wednesday is going to be Coach Gruden's day. He's going to be going through the entire media gauntlet. He's going to be talking to ESPN, NFL Network, all those guys. It's going to be a busy day, an exciting day. So make sure you tune in and you keep an eye and keep tabs on what we're doing with Coach that entire day. But like I said, we'll be there the entire week. So speaking of that week, another quick programming note. Instead of doing the podcast kind of once a week or once every other week like we've been doing, we're going to be doing it every day while we're in Indy at the Combine. So they're going to be shorter episodes. But we're going to give a recap of everything that we saw. We're going to look ahead. There's a lot of really exciting stuff that's going to be happening in Indy. Not only is Coach Gruden going to be talking to the media, there's also the coin toss between us and the Niners to see who gets the 9th pick and who gets the 10th pick in the draft. So like I said, there's going to be a ton of stuff going on. So make sure you're tuned in, you're locked in with us, and you come to Raiders.com and all the Raiders social platforms for all your Silver and Black news. Okay, out of the way. This week, we sat down with offensive coordinator Greg Olsen, who, full disclosure, one of my favorite coaches we've ever had walking through 1220 Harbor Bay Parkway. A really good guy, a really interesting guy, a guy with a lot of really fun stories, and a dude who hopefully is going to bring this offense back to where it was in 2016 and bring Derek Carr to where we all know he can be, an MVP candidate, an elite quarterback in this game. And Ole is, like I said, one of our favorites. So we sat down and we chatted with him earlier about all things Raiders. We talked to him about, you know, what ultimately led his decision to come back here and coach with John Gruden, his relationship with Derek Carr, the talent on the offensive side of the football, how you harness that talent and get the most out of them in 2017. So you're putting points on the board in a big way like you were the year previous. And like I said, Ole, a really interesting guy. We talked about some fishing too. An avid fisherman, a guy who likes to go to Tahoe, guy who likes to go deep sea fishing in Mexico. We kind of hit it all with Greg Olsen, offensive coordinator of the Oakland Raiders.
All right, Coach. So back in Silver and Black, back in the North Bay. What's the first kind of month and a half been like back in the building?
Certainly hectic, but I think the transition's been smooth. Spent a lot of time in the building, getting to know the rest of the assistant coaches and putting together a scheme with Coach Gruden.
So when a new staff comes in, kind of what's the first thing on your guys' to-do list? I know that there's probably a plethora, countless things you guys got to do, but what is that first month really like? What do you guys really need to accomplish?
Well, really, the first thing that we did was evaluate the players that are currently on our roster. And each position coach was in charge of that, and certainly Coach Gruden and myself evaluated the offensive roster, every position. So before we did anything, before we started scheme-wise, before we jumped into free agency or the draft, we just wanted to evaluate the players that were on the roster right now.
So you've been in this league a long time. You've coached for a bunch of teams, worn a lot of different logos on your hat and on your chest. What makes wearing the Silver and Black different?
I've always believed that it's like a bucket list destination for most coaches throughout the league. There's just an aura about the Oakland Raiders and Al Davis, a legacy that Al had left. And you see that Mark carrying that on now through his father. So it's just always has been if you talk to other coaches throughout the league, it's been a special destination. And it's a place that I think every coach in the league would like to eventually find a place or find a time to be a coach for the Oakland Raiders.
So you had a pretty good gig last year in LA. Obviously a team on the rise, working with, you know, one of the more dynamic, exciting quarterbacks in this game. But what was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back in having you come back to Oakland and reuniting with Coach Gruden?
Well, I just had enjoyed my experience in Tampa and coaching underneath Coach Gruden. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him as a football coach and a person. And when he got out of the game, I'd always, in my mind, had had made a conscious decision that if he were ever to return to the game, that he would be someone that I would try and get back with in some capacity. So I jumped at the opportunity, and the fact that it happened to be in Oakland as well, and the chance to come back to Oakland with the pieces that they had in place here and the strides that they made in the last couple of years with the drafting of Derek Carr, it was just a great opportunity for me.
So what's that conversation kind of like? Does the phone ring, it says Coach Gruden, and he says, Ole, let's get the band back together?
Yeah, you know, he's over the years, really over the past 10 years, he's kind of flirted with coming back into the game, and we've spoken at that over the previous years that, you know, if he got were to get back in, then certainly I would be interested. And this was kind of the first time where I felt like it was genuine and it was serious that he was contemplating coming back into coaching. So I was excited about it. And as it got closer to him making the decision to get back into it, then I felt real good about it. And I had a real good feeling that it was going to be back here in Oakland.
Did you ever think that this day was going to come, that he was going to get out of the broadcast booth and actually come back and coach the Raiders?
Well, I think as time passed on, there was less and less. When he first got out, I think the first couple of years, everyone thought that he would get right back into it. But as the longer time went on, that there's less possibility of him coming back to this position. But again, he had, in the times that I had gone through Tampa and spoken with him, I know that Oakland was a very special place in his heart and in his history, and he'd always voiced that, you know, Oakland would certainly be a destination if he were ever to get back into coaching. It was a place that he wanted to come back to. So I knew it was a real good possibility that if he were to get back in to coaching, that Oakland would be one of those teams that he would seriously consider.
You know, we were out at the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago, and we talked to Bruce Gradkowski, who obviously played for Coach Gruden, and he was telling us that offensive playbook, he's like, I've never experienced anything like that. The verbiage, how many details and idiosyncrasies there are to it. And he said, the one thing that will always stay with me is just the language of it. And it was like learning something completely foreign. We've all seen that video of Coach kind of digging into Chris Sims for not being able to get the play out. Is the verbiage really that kind of intricate compared to maybe another NFL offense?
What most quarterbacks experience, though, I think what puts the pressure on him is that he has very high expectations for that position, for the quarterback position, and sets those expectations very high. So if you're not a mentally tough player at that position, you're going to struggle playing for Coach Gruden. And it's only because he's trying to get the best out of that player. And because he coaches, he's got a background in quarterback coaching. He's got a passion for coaching the position. So he's trying to make sure that they are as well prepared as they can be. So it's certainly there's some verbiage. You'll have to master the verbiage in that system. I think Derek will be very familiar with some of it. So, and he's a very intelligent player. So I think that's not going to be an issue. But I just think it was not so much as the verbiage on those players as they felt the pressure of a head coach, that has such high expectations. So. I know he's excited and looking forward to working with Derek, and I think Derek's ceiling it's already was high to begin with, but now that he has a chance to work with Coach Gruden, I just see that thing being higher, and it's going to be a great opportunity for him.
You know, we're about to head out to the combine in a little under a week here. Now, for a new staff or a fresh staff, a group of guys in their first year together, what are you guys really trying to get out of that week in Indianapolis?
Well, we talked about evaluating our current roster when we first came together as a staff, and then certainly we spent the last couple of weeks involved in free agency and evaluating the free agent pool that's out there. But now it turns to evaluating the college players that'll be coming out in the current draft. So it's an invaluable opportunity for us to get down to Indianapolis and see over 300 players from throughout college football. So it really is, it's your bloodline. As a professional coach and as an organization, you build your team through the draft. So certainly, it's a real important part of the process.
Now, how much can a player's interview change the way that you look at them, either in a positive way or a negative way?
Oh, it's certainly important. Obviously, you have the measurables, and that's one part of the evaluation. But the other part of it is the interview process, where you get a chance to get to know the player a little bit and try and find out. How is he best process information? Are there any learning disabilities that we need to be aware of? Are you a self-motivated player? There's so many things that you can find out in that interview process, as well as the measurables that you'll get from the testing and the drill work that they do. But it really is a critical part of the draft process.
That's a lot of stuff to find out in 15 minutes, though, isn't it?
Well, it is, but our scouting department does an excellent job. A lot of that background information is we've already had a chance to look at, so we've already have an idea of the player going into that 15-minute interview. We've already, you know, looked at a lot of things that our scouts have accumulated in terms of personal information and how he got to be the player that he is. So a lot of that work has already been done by our scouting department.
So Coach Gruden gave an interview yesterday, and he said that at times last year, the offense looked like it lost a little bit of confidence. As an offensive coordinator, how do you go about rebuilding that confidence? I mean, you look at what the team did in 2016, one of the best offenses in the league, and then last year, obviously, that regression. But how do you go about reinstilling that confidence in what's largely the same group of guys?
Well, I think a big part of it is them understanding that every year is different and that you can't rest on previous year's production, and that, you know, it's a different team every year. You have players coming in and out of free agency. You have players that are being added throughout through the draft. So if you just have to approach every season differently, and I think that's a big part of it. And with a young team and young players, sometimes if they don't have early success, then you fall into some of those lows. And I think that was part of what happened this year. There were some tough games early, and it's kind of teaching the players or letting them understand how important it is to play one game at a time, and that it's a long season, and you got to go with that one game at a time mindset. So I know that with the certainly some offensive pieces in place here right now, we're excited about the direction that we can go offensively. We're excited about the growth and development of Derek Carr. We're excited about the addition of Marshawn Lynch, Amari Cooper, you know, Crabtree. There's a number of players here that the offensive line, the guys up front that we're very excited about. So I don't see it as an issue for us on our side of the ball, other than the fact that we got to understand that they got to put their nose down and they got to work. And if they do that, then good things will come.
I mean, you mentioned all those playmakers, that obviously a stellar offensive line. And, you know, the results might not have been there last year, but it certainly wasn't for a lack of talent. So are the cupboards maybe a little bit more full than the last time you were here as the offensive coordinator?
Well, like I said, every year is different. But I know that I'm excited. I know Coach Gruden's excited about the pieces that we have here in place right now offensively, and the players that we have a chance to add, again, through free agency in the draft.
You know, obviously you have that history with Derek when, you know, he was first in this league, a young player in this league. How valuable is it to have that experience now to be able to fall back on in 2018 and beyond?
Well, I think anytime you develop a relationship with the player, it's going to aid you in coaching that player. You kind of understand what buttons need to be pushed in order to get the most out of that player. So I know I'm excited to get back with Derek. Again, I had him as a young player when he was just starting out in the league, and I've seen the growth that he's undertaken over the last 3 years. So it's good to have familiarity with that player, and now it's, again, my job to try and get Derek to be the best version of Derek Carr.
What's the biggest difference between Derek in 2017 and the Derek that you had a couple years ago?
I see a more confident player. You know, that's the biggest thing for me. I see a more mature and a more confident player, and that's very exciting. I think he's always had some physical tools. You know, I think everyone saw that from his rookie season, that he had very talented quarterback. But now he's had a chance to experience a lot of the ups and downs that you've face in a career in the NFL, and he's handled them well. And I just see a more mature, more confident player.
You know, we were talking to Maurice Jones-Drew a couple weeks ago, who played high school football with Brian Callahan, and he said that Brian is a guy who's incredibly detail-oriented, and he's a guy who isn't going to be afraid to coach Derek. He won't be afraid to coach him up. So what ultimately led to the decision to have Brian come and join the staff?
Well, certainly, you know what, he's got a great background in quarterback coaching. He's worked with Peyton Manning. He's worked with Matt Stafford. His father was a coach under Coach Gruden, so he knows the expectations here offensively. So we're certainly fortunate to get Brian Callahan as a part of our staff. I know it aids. We're going to have three sets of eyes on Derek Carr between John Gruden and Brian Callahan and myself. So I think that's also going to be important in the growth of Derek Carr and his development, is having an offensive a head coach with quarterback background. He's got a quarterback coach. He's got a background with successful quarterbacks. He's got a coordinator that's got a quarterback background. So we're all three of us are excited. We're speaking the same language. I think we all have the same philosophy when it comes to coaching that position and coaching it hard and having high expectations for the position. So all three of us are real excited to get started with Derek.
You look at this coaching staff and the offensive side of the ball in particular, and there's so much experience. Guys that have been in this league for decades, guys who've been head coaches. You know, speaking of Tom Cable, guy who's been a head coach, what does Tom in particular bring to this offensive line and this offense as a whole?
And again, real fortunate to get Tom. Certainly his reputation throughout the league is very strong. He's had won a world championship with Seattle Seahawks, been a part of some very successful teams up in Seattle. Has been part of some very successful offensive lines as an offensive line coach in the league. So we're just real fortunate to get him. I know Coach Gruden was excited when he came on the market, and we had a chance to interview him and get him down here to Oakland to interview him. So it's not very often that you can, you know, you get a coach like that becomes available. So again, we're just real excited to get him on board, and knowing that he certainly also has a background with the Oakland Raiders, being a former head coach, so he's familiar with this area, he's familiar with the Raider organization. And again, there's not many coaches out there that either have coached for the Raiders or someone in Tom's situation or Coach Gruden's situation where they are genuinely excited to come back to a team that let him go. But that's how the Raiders organization is. I think they all had a great experience here, despite how maybe the outcome in the final end. But I know every coach here is real excited to be back with the Raiders.
So when you're not looking at tape, when you're not breaking down scheme, doing all that kind of stuff, what do you enjoy doing for fun? What is a Saturday and the off season look like for Greg Olson?
You know, I've got twins. I've got 13-year-old twins. They're very involved in athletics, a boy and a girl. A daughter's a volleyball player, and my son's involved in football and track and field and basketball. So I like to spend a lot of time with my family and my kids. Certainly that's a big part of it. And I'm a big fisherman. When I do get some time in the off season, in the summertime, I like to get to the Gulf of Mexico and fish in the Gulf of Mexico. But other than that, I spend a lot of time with my wife and kids, and that's other than football, that's about it.
What's your prize catch? What's the best thing you've caught out there on the open sea?
Oh gosh, you see it. Tarpon or blue marlin. I've caught both tarpon and blue marlin, but I would probably say blue marlin would be the top catch I've ever had.
I was talking to Nate Allen when he was here, and Nate was a huge fisherman too, and he told me that him and his buddies growing up in Florida would take a rowboat out into like the Everglades, and they would drop
bait and catch sharks.
And it sounded like the craziest thing ever. Have you ever
done
that?
Yeah, very exciting, yes. There's a number of guys here on the staff. I know Deuce Gruden, Coach Gruden's son, he's a big shark fisherman. He does the same thing. He'll paddle out in a kayak and drop off a bloody piece of meat and go back to the beach and wait for that pole to hit. But it's fun, it's exciting. You never know what you're gonna catch when you're in the open water like that. So that's what I enjoy about it. And I do enjoy going up to Tahoe and catching some rainbow or some browns. But when you're out in the open water like that, it's kind of like Christmas. You're waiting for that. You don't know what's underneath that present and what's underneath that water, and it's just a great thrill. When that pole hits and you can reel that thing in and see what you got.
And thank you to Greg Olson, the offensive coordinator of the Oakland Raiders, for his time. A busy time right now for the coaching staff, and so we really appreciate him carving some time out for us at Silver and Black Productions. So that's going to do it for this week. Like I said, next week at the Combine, we're going podcast every day, so make sure you tune in. And hey, if you see us out there, come say what's up. We're going to be set up right near the Fan Fest. We have a big table with the big Raiders backdrop, and we see Raiders fans everywhere we go. We saw a ton of you guys at the Super Bowl, every road game. Every time we go out in the town, we see Raiders fans. So if you're out in Indy next week, if you stop by the Fan Fest, if you're just in Indy for business or pleasure or whatever it may be, come and say what's up to us. We always have some Raiders goodies, and we'd love to see and chat with you guys. So once again, thank you to Greg Olson, and we will see you guys next week in Indy.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.